Just broke the little old strap that held the girths. Just snapped it in two, right? Just released the saddle, and I just still sitting in the saddle when I hit the ground.
It's dangerous to if you ever get your foot caught in the
stirrup.
Yeah. Yes, it is. If you do, boy, you that horse will drag you forever.
I had a friend get killed. He had a mule that had been told that mule wouldn't let him ride. And he'd plied him hard one day, and he thought he was going to ride him. And he got up on him and didn't take the gear off of him, plow gear. And that mule throwed him off, and his foot hung in the trace chain on the side of that mule. And he ran away with him and killed him.
Dragging the plow?
No, he took him loose from the plow and just hung the traces up on the hames and hopped up on him. That mule throwed him off and his foot hung in that trace chain and killed him. His name was Miller Thompson.
The hames, what's the hames?
That's the wood piece that goes in the collar that you hook the traces to.
I see.
Without that, they couldn't pull anything much.
Is that the single tree?
No, the single tree is what goes on whatever you hook them to. It's behind him. And the hames are up here. You've got a collar around his neck. You know what a collar, a horse collar is.
Right.
Well, the hames go right in that little trench around there. And you tie it down here with a hame string. Some have buckle strings and some have just a regular rawhide string. You got to know how to tie it so it'll make it stay there, but it'll do it if you tie it right. But it's got loggerheads on the hame right about middle of his shoulder to hold that trace chain there. And then across his back, got a back band hooked in the trace to hold it up off so it won't droop down when you stop it.
When you were plowing a mule, what would you say to him when you wanted him to go left?
Oh.
And when you wanted him to go right?
Yee. And if I wanted him to stop, I'd say, whoa. He stopped too. They listen for that word all the time.
Yeah, you know what they say, you never pull out in the middle of a road. That's what they said when old Abraham Lincoln ran for president the second time. He said, man, you got to let me to finish this war off. You don't change horses in the middle of a stream.
Yeah.
Just like man don't pull out till he gets to the end of the row, even if the sun gone down on him.
Yeah. I've been after sundown getting back there at the end of the row lots of times. But, you know, farming not like it was old days. You worked from early to late, and you had to hustle like everything, because you couldn't prepare as much ground on a day as you can now. You can plant 100 acres a day now. In old days, you'd done a good job, you planted 10 acres. Because you just had one mule planted up on top of the road. Then they come along with a two-row planter. You hook two mules to that and plant two rows at a time. You can get them to walk right.